This is Press TV News in Brief. The Syrian army, backed by National Defense Forces, has recaptured several areas from the Tak Fury group in the provincial capital of Hasaka. Syrian troops also managed to take control of some areas in Abdulaziz Mountains. Many ISIL positions in the Qabr Shamia village were destroyed as well. A UK-based Syrian observatory group says that ISIL Tak Fury terrorists have executed 17 people, including civilians, in the ancient city of Palmyra. The killings happened after the terrorists took control of the central city on Thursday. Now the Tak Fury have so far executed 49 people in the week-long battle over the city. Saudi Arabia's warplanes have conducted fresh airstrikes against Yemen. In the latest attack, Saudi fighter jets bombarded the Republican Guard Academy in the capital, Sana'a. Warplanes also pounded two bridges in the Al-Ghar region in Amran province. Saudi fighter jets earlier targeted the Damar province, leaving over 20 people dead there. A Yemeni Sunni leader says the people in Yemen will never give in to Saudi Arabia's aggression. Sal Ibrahim bin Akil stressed that people have turned to the Ansar Allah movement and popular committees because of corrupt former officials. He also added that the nation will support the Ansar Allah fighters in their resistance against the Saudi aggression. Now a 10-year-old boy, Palestinian boy, has lost his left eye after an Israeli forces shot him in the face with a rubber-coated steel bullet. He was shot while walking near a checkpoint next to a refugee camp in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The child also suffered a fractured skull and jaw. A group of leading migration experts has signed an article to condemn the European Union's plans for military operations against human smugglers in the Mediterranean. Over 300 academic figures said there is no moral justification for plans which would claim the lives of people from the world's poorest nations. The International Committee of the Red Cross says that Boko Haram has caused one of the most serious crises in Africa to date. ICRC President Peter Marar criticized humanitarian agencies for not recognizing the scale of the crisis. He also said an additional budget has been requested for operations in affected areas.